Welcome to the Aarna Law Podcast with me, your host, Kamala Naganand. Our series shines a light on pioneering women across different fields. Today, we're diving into the intersection of technology and human resources with Lakshmi Trivedi, co-founder of FlexiLE. With her background in bioinformatics and an MBA in HR, Lakshmi has leveraged over 20 years of experience to address gaps in HR technology and services. We'll discuss her journey from conceptualizing FlexiLE to overcoming challenges in intellectual property and her vision for creating flexible, customer-centric HR solutions. Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Hi, Lakshmi. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's a pleasure having you on our podcast this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Kamala. It's my privilege and honor to be available for this podcast. I would be honored to share my views on the questions you're going to ask me.
Super. So Lakshmi, I'd like to start with the beginning. Can you tell me what inspired you to start FlexiLE? And what was really the vision behind beginning this entrepreneurial journey?
Before conceptualizing FlexiLE, I was working with multinationals, managing verticals like training and other HR operations. So there I got a chance to work upon a couple of HR management software, and few of them were like leaders in the market. Still, what I found while working on those, that there were common concerns. They lacked the flexibility to adapt to our specific requirements. So since we couldn't automate our workflows based on our policies, we had to go back and modify our policies to suit the system's capability, because that's how these could be executed across the organization. So like any other couple, I would discuss my work challenges with my husband, who was heading HR technology in another IT multinational. But he also discussed the same thing, that while implementing various HR technology tools, they had limited change management capabilities, or very expensive for customization in terms of money as well as time. So since we both came from the two pieces of a puzzle, which is the HR automation process, one is the functional expert and the other one required is the technical expert. That's when we felt this a spark to create a product which has all functionalities to the transactional work, make it easy for HR domain. And at the same time, it should have immense flexibility to accommodate any simple or complex workflow, processes or function. So that's how we decided to combine our expertise and come up with a global product. And another reason we wanted to bring a product from India that should cater to various industries.
Fantastic. So why did you and how did you come up with the name FlexiLE? And what does it signify?
Sure. So again, interesting thing. So we were very clear that we did not want to create another HRM. So we wanted to create an HR ERP, which is giant, like it should have all the modules to take care of complex policies and processes of mid to large organization across any industry. So while, we discussed that, the available platforms are like white elephant, which are very expensive first to implement, or is buying. And after that, even more expensive if you are looking for any changes or customizations. So, what we casually said, that we don't want to build an white elephant, which is expensive to buy and even more expensive to maintain. And that's how we wanted to build a simpler yet giant application, which means it caters complete employee life cycle, but it should be affordable also. And the most important thing, it should be flexible, which means client is not adjusting to the software, rather software is adjusting to the client's policies and processes. So that's how this flexible elephant or FlexiLE was born.
Oh, elephant, is it?
And another important thing, elephant signifies strength, wisdom, long life. So these were additional things. We said, okay, we can go ahead with the name.
Super. So what would you say is your ideal customer size? Employees of what size?
So this application is ideal for companies from 500 employees, any number, be it 500,000. So currently we are catering to even smaller number. Like right now, our clientele includes employee right from 50 to 35,000 plus. But ideal size would be a mid to large organization, because it's a giant ERP, like complete HR ERP. So what are some of the main features or functionalities of FlexiLE? And who do you consider your primary customers that you're targeting this for?
So it offers more than 10 modules to take care of complete employee lifecycle, right from recruitment, onboarding, employee dashboard, database, new hire and training, like lateral training, lead attendance, payroll management, expense management, travel, performance appraisal, compensation and benefit to exit management. So these are the basic employee lifecycle modules. And besides this, what additional we provide, there are very useful supporting modules. Like we provide employee help desk, we provide asset management, which tracks the employee assets, you know, and which are helpful in full and final or when employee is leaving, or even a smaller module like survey management, which helps in employee engagement. So these are some additional modules we also provide, which are usually not part of standard HRMS in the market. Another thing, again, as I mentioned about flexibility, so the kind of customization we do, 80% are very short timing, which means it has at the configuration level. So code is not changed. In that case, the customization is cost effective as well as time sensitive. Another important feature what we have, it's not the feature of a system, rather as a company. So we provide dedicated account management. So these are HR functional consultants who are not just supporting their day-to-day integration and operation. Rather, they consult on the best practices, changing best practices around the globe and to the various industries. So these are some of the specific features, I would say, like how we are placed in the market. In terms of ideal size, as I mentioned, any company, once they have employee size of like 200 or maybe like 500 to any number, this our system can take care of their complete employee lifecycle.
Super. So does this product kind of talk to an accounting platform like Zoho or Tally? Is it easy to integrate?
Yes. So it can be integrated with any other application, if it is for accounting or even for customer, and also the financial tools like Oracle or SAP. So this can be integrated so the data flows seamlessly to the other platform.
Super. So what were the biggest challenges that you faced while building this product?
So Kamala, first, it's a bootstrapped. As I mentioned that we are the two co-founders of the company. We were working in multinational, so it's a completely bootstrapped company. So fund was always a challenge. We did not deliberately go in the market for investment and all because, you know, that sometimes dilute our vision. So, but that has been a challenge also, as we could focus only on the product development part over the years rather than building market for ourselves or brand building or visibility in the market. So I would say that has been the biggest challenge because our focus has primarily been into the product, you know, creating a global product rather than make visibility for ourselves. But for last 1.5 years or 1 to 2 years, we are working on it. And now we are being more aggressive in this area.
No, but I hear you. You know, this is always a dichotomy for entrepreneurs to say, when is the right time to dilute? And if I dilute, you know, what kind of control do the investors want? And would that then dilute my vision for what the product is or what the services that I intend to provide?
Yeah,
so these are challenges.
Yes, but again, it comes with a limitation that you don't have that much funds to kind of store, you know. Both the things are, and we need to find a balance, and right now we are looking into that balance.
Super. So are you actively looking at scaling the product now and bringing more customers in?
Yes, that's we are into that phase because over the years we've been developing the product. Now product is like, you know, streamlined, it's settled in the market. We have in various industries already running it for last 10 years now. So now the focus is in primarily on the growth part, branding, marketing, and penetrating deeper in the market.
Super. So from a branding perspective, right, what role did intellectual property play in your choosing of your name, choosing of your brand? Did you have any issues protecting it?
Not so far, because I think the name is pretty unique. So we didn't face any issue, but yes, to protect our brand, we did trademark our company name, our logo. And in terms of branding, although it's not like protected or something, but we do try to keep a consistent font color, you know, the font size or, you know, the font and the color scheme. So these kind of things we keep in mind while doing the branding part.
What are some of the lessons as an entrepreneur that you have learned in the last 10 years in your journey with FlexiLE?
So I would say, since I am managing multiple verticals at FlexiLE, one is client engagement, I'm managing finance, marketing and branding, team management of FlexiLE itself. There have been various learning for me because I'm working with diverse capabilities and experience and, you know, people with different aspirations also. But I think biggest lesson is, or couple of lessons would be, first thing is never compromise on ethics and principle on which company is formed. In our case, we wanted to bring in a world-class product. So, you know, just delivering that to the client is our, you know, whatever principle any company is formed. Second is building a reliable team. This is the biggest lesson of my life. You have to have a good team and give them accountability and ownership. Don't micromanage. Because as I mentioned that I'm managing few verticals, I cannot manage everything on my own. So I have reliable, accountable team members who take care of it and I manage them, but I don't micromanage them. Other could be that when you are allowing your team to take care of, you know, giving them accountability, there are possibilities of blunders and mess ups. These are unavoidable. So you have to keep a safety net in terms of contingency plan. But at the end, you have to take the responsibility as ultimately you are the owner of the system or the product. So this is again another lesson. Very important thing, because we are in service industry, we have to keep our clients and team informed and updated around any changes or challenges. So right from COVID, we learned that it's ever-changing dynamics everywhere. So it is important to keep communicated, whether it's client or team, on any direct or indirect changes, impacts, so they feel more connected with the team and with your vision and goals. And they even extend support in tough times, be it clients.
Lovely. Thank you for that, Lakshmi. You know, I'm noticing that young people today change every 2 years from one organization to the other. In such a changing dimension at mm-hmm. the workplace, how do you manage your team and foster a culture of innovation and camaraderie where they're able to collaborate on developing products and functionalities for FlexiLE?
It's a fantastic question, because maintaining a good team is a very hard thing. First, you acquire the right talent, and then retain that talent is another challenge. We've been lucky in terms of we created a very flexible and a collaborative work culture at FlexiLE. So I'm not boasting, and I'm being very proud of sharing this, that I still have few employees who started with us 12 years back. And not many, but at least few are there who are still with us since 12 years.
And their
age size is 5 years plus with us. So I think few things which we maintained. One is that we have a very flat org structure. It's, you know, that so that the team feels accountable. They are given responsibilities. They are given opportunities for taking initiative as well as taking risk. When you are allowing your employees to or your team member to take initiative, you need to be sure that there are going to be mess ups. So you need to be there to support them. So I think giving them accountability, authority, and flexibility definitely required when you are working with all kind of team. I have working mothers. I have returning mothers. In fact, you know, I have few employees who worked with us 10 years back. They got married, they have kids, and now they have come back to us. They're working in the flexi timing. So these kind of some human touches required. You need to be sensitive towards their personal, you know, challenges also. So I think, and of course, you need to ensure that they are learning, they are growing in their particular domain. So allow them a lot of learning opportunities so they don't feel stagnated in their career progression. So we do have this great culture of learning at FlexiLE. Third Saturday is dedicated for all the learning activities. And we do conduct employee engagement activity, you know, having yoga sessions or physio or even mental health session. So some of the things we've been trying to kind of build and maintain a right set of team.
Lovely. So how do you measure the impact and success of FlexiLE for your customers as well as your stakeholders within the company?
So one very important thing is that as we are providing a system which is directly keep providing them tangible benefit, like, you know, processing of payroll. So one simple example could be if a system provides an efficient calculation of leaves, attendance, you know, that shifts over time, all these things. If calculations are absolutely correct, then it is helping tangible in terms of measurable impact. So these are some of the things which are measurable. Along with that, there are some intangible or non-measurable impact also. I can share one example that one of our clients got award at employee, you know, wellness thing, where what we did, they set up kiosk for blue collar women employee on their garment manufacturing setup. So this simple kiosk allowed all these blue collar women who are not literate to use this emojis kiosk, where if there is any that some unwanted thing happening, they are just pushing that emoji, sad emoji, and it is sending triggers to the respective stakeholders. So it kind of helped them reduce the harassment at the workplace. And this simple feature, you know, got them award at a global event. So a very simple situation, which kind of, it was a proud moment for us all.
Fantastic. So, you know, in light of where the industry is, what are the current and future trends in the HRMS industry, and how do you plan to adapt to this as an organization?
Again, I mean, I think after COVID or over the past few years, we have seen drastic changes in technology and advancement and AI coming in place. Again, HRMS industry is, you know, not untouched. Rather, we have to be more on the toes now. So current trends include shift towards more of the mixed workplace, like remote work tools, remote workplaces, emphasis on employee well-being. Not that not only they're just be providing them a great working opportunity, rather taking care of their mental and wellness programs also. So through our HR, we are catering all these things, like allowing them to facilitate all these employee benefit program through our HRMS. Other thing is that we have to be very active in AI. So we have incorporated various these tools for our recruitment or analytics module. So these are some of the changes. And of course, technology is changing. So we need to be on the toes always with making our application more employee friendly, more good looking, or what you say, like, you know, in advancing our user experience, what we say like user interface and user experience. So we are continuously working on that.
Super. Well, wishing you all the very best at PlexiLE, and thank you so much for sharing all these amazing insights with us today. I really, you know, would love to see the product at some point and, you know, share with members of my team on the kind of journey that you've led. So thank you very much once again, Lakshmi, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kamala. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I definitely hope to stay connected.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Aadhna Law podcast. It was enlightening to learn about Lakshmi Trivedi's journey with FlexiLE and her innovative approach to HR technology. Our series on Trailblazing Women continues, and we invite you to stay engaged for more inspiring stories. For more episodes, visit us at our website www.aadhnalaw.com. We are eager to bring you more discussions on women making significant impacts in their fields. Join us next time for an insightful episode.